Madei is the CEO of Organizational Life Focus. He is an organizational and management consultant with over 28 years of experience.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I think all protocol observed. It is indeed a delight and an honor for me to have been asked to make a presentation to virtually, I think, the whole of Africa. And I think that's important. I don't take that lightly. I'm very passionate about Africa. It was heartening to know that there is the concept of the rising Africa from the previous speaker. I'm going to ask tough questions. I'm going to make certain assertions. What I'm going to say is not gospel truth. I want to engage with you. Because I'm an African, I think it's important that we ask these tough questions. I had the privilege of being picked from the airport, and as we were with the four of us in the car, and was being driven to the hotel, we engaged in a debate, who is an African? And it was very interesting. I had certain views, and this person that was driving the vehicle had certain views. So we argued all the way. By the time that we got to the hotel, I shook his hand, and he shook mine, and we said we needed more time to discuss this issue. So in essence, what I'm trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to ignite a debate. I've already said that virtually the whole of Africa is facing me. So I'm trying to ignite a debate. There is a paper that I've written. I've asked tough questions in that paper. I've made certain observations in that paper. And I want you to engage with that paper. I don't know whether it has been given to you already or is still going to be given to you. The slide notes that I'm going to use, you also get those. All I'm looking for in the 30 minutes or so is your attention so that we can actually engage. And that's very important for me. I think it's not only important for me, it's also important for the Africa Library Summit organizers. It's also important for UNISA. I'm told UNISA is actually the mother of universities in South Africa. And I'm proud to make this presentation at UNISA. The ideas that I'm actually going to present to you, I've quoted leading authorities in Africa. So this paper, I've actually sent it to every professor, every doctor that I quoted in that paper. All the eminent persons that are actually quoted in that paper. I've sent the paper to Professor Love Mombigi, to Professor Ahmad Mwadini, Ali Mazurui, Dr. Dwight Mutonono, John Kauda, Robert Golden, Adebayo Olokoshi, Nahavandi, Mumlemfo, Jalata. I've also sent this to eminent persons, General Olusegun Obasanjo, the former South African President Thabo Mbeki, the Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And I'm saying, these are the tough questions that I'm asking about Africa. What do you say? I quoted you in this paper, and what I want to know is whether I quoted you right. And I want you to also engage with me on these issues that I am raising, which issues I also want to engage with you. So in essence, what I'm doing in the 30 or so minutes is try to persuade you to read this paper and engage with me. And if you can do it today, I'll be more than happy. If you can do it within this week, I'll be very glad. So in other words, I'm trying to ignite a revolution when it comes to leadership systems in Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, the paper essentially has certain parts. There's an abstract, there is an introduction, and I'll run through it quickly, but what I'm going to focus on is really the last bit. I ask a very critical question: are Africans sufficiently innovative and creative vis-a-vis leadership systems? All right, that's for me the million-dollar question. I also try to trace the history of leadership, particularly coming from the West. By the West, I don't mean West Africa, West of Africa. All right? And I also talk about the Eurocentric leadership, the Afrocentric leadership system, and I also try to critique it. More importantly, I then talk about what is the way forward. And what I want to do is to actually engage with you on these particular aspects. Ladies and gentlemen, I've simply defined what I mean by systems: methods, techniques, procedures, routines, and practices. The cheeky statement that I'm making is that there are no recorded globally competitive and innovative African leadership systems. You might say, well, I don't agree with that. If you do that, that would be great, because then we can engage. What do I mean by creative? I mean original, imaginative, ingenious. What do I mean by innovative, groundbreaking, pioneering, and novel? There are four assertions that I make. One is that leadership systems in Africa come from the West, as not in West Africa, but West as in West of Africa. All right? They also come from the East, as well as from Africa itself. And if you look at Africa itself, there are certain traditional leadership systems: the Kotla system in Botswana, the Omoro democracy in Ethiopia, all right, and many others. So I'm saying, the second point is that African leaders, and by leaders I mean virtually all leaders, whether they're political or NGO, private, public. And what I'm saying is that we are at the level of rhetoric vis-a-vis creation of globally competitive leadership systems. I also observe that there's one creative, innovative African author called Love Mombigi, who has attempted to go beyond the level of rhetoric. But more fundamentally, I'm saying that the road to a fully fledged, practical, globally competitive Afrocentric leadership systems approach, tried and tested, is very long. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm simply saying is that there's a road to be, the road that we need to travel. The future is important. Visioning is the starting point of creation. And leaders must be the ones that are going to start with that visioning. And so, I need you to engage with me so that we can actually walk this road together. I make certain definitions in the introduction. What is an African? Or what is African? That which pertains to the continent of Africa. That which is conceived, born, and produced or created in Africa. So what are African leadership systems? It's those systems that are conceived and created by Africans. Who are Africans? Who is an African? I say that, ladies and gentlemen, an African, we're talking about people that are born in Africa. We are also talking about people who live in Africa and have acquired status in an African country. So in essence, I'm saying that in the final analysis, Africans are people, whether with natural African identity or acquired African citizenship status, resident in Africa. I make two assertions. One is that African leadership systems presupposes there is creativity and innovation, both of which are necessary, are important in a society. And I'm saying that competitive edge is very important. Through creativity and innovation, that creates national wealth and people's production and productivity. Did you know that Africa is the richest continent in terms of natural resources? Did you know that if you look at the USA in terms of size, it actually fits about 3 times into Africa? Western Europe actually fits about 6 times into Africa. India actually fits about 10 times into Africa. China also fits about 6 times into Africa. And what I'm saying is that Africa, in terms of size, it is the richest continent that is on Earth. So the one thing that I suggest is not there among Africans is what I call creativity and innovation, all right? And I think that's important. And for us to be competitive, we need that creativity and innovation, all right? And leadership then becomes very critical in terms of creating the enabling environment which is necessary for us to actually ensure that there is creativity and innovation in African societies.